the connection between the sense of smell and the brain, but specifically the limbic center and the amygdala that regulates so much of our physiology, and found that when we have the right essential oils in the right formulation, we can literally shift how we feel in the moment, like an immediate nervous system response.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we inspire and activate women in their power and their authenticity and their bliss and their pleasure. And I'm your host, Alara Sage. I am here to help women to embody their wombs and their pussies. And my beloved ecstatics, I'm probably sure a lot of you have heard of essential oils. Essential oils have been a very large part of my life and of my healing. And, you know, there's a lot of interesting information out there. But today we have a wonderful guest that's going to take us even deeper into the understanding of what these powerful, powerful medicines can help you do for your life. Our guest today, Adora Winquist, is a renowned author, healer, and master formulator. She's also a visionary entrepreneur who's dedicated her life to helping people access her full potential. Adora, thank you so much for being here, my love.
Thank you, Alara. It's such a joy to be here and to commune with you in this beautiful space that you're co-creating.
Absolutely. And when we were first connecting, we started pulling in this information of essential oils and what you call ANR, and I'll have you describe that in just a moment. You know, essential oils for me, I think I told you this, they were paramount in my healing. I became very ill, kind of, you know, I had chronic Lymes and all of these unexplainable symptoms and all the things that the doctors are like, it's all in your head. You know, essential oils really pulled me out of the gutter. And so I'm really excited about this conversation because I deeply desire to bring light to more education around these beautiful medicines. Mm. And so, yeah, help us to understand. First off, let's start with, what do you love about essential oils?
What a beautiful question. It's delicious. Well, first, I just want to honor what you've shared about your own journey and how the aromatics have been allies for you. And I think this is the heart for me of the gift of the essential oils, is that they are tremendous allies for our holistic healing journey, right? And they are certainly the most volatile, concentrated aspect of the plants, and they are truly the most potent form of plant medicine that we have on the planet, which is such a gift, right, from the alchemical perspective as well as the biochemical. And this piece is so important because we too are alchemical and biochemical in nature. And when we can have an ally that can address that full gamut, full continuum of our existence, well, it becomes a tool for quantum leaping along our own journey of healing, of personal growth, of self-mastery. And so the oils from this perspective, of course, are very healing to our physical nature. When I first came to the essential oils way back in the mid-1990s, it was because of my own health crisis, right? And that so many of us that are embodying our sacred purpose, well, we've come through our own journey of awakening in that manner. And so from both chronic bronchitis, which I experienced being young, to also depression and anxiety. My first work was with the herbs making teas. And I found such a powerful transformation and healing from my respiratory system in that regard that I naturally came upon essential oils. And I came upon the oils around the same time that I started studying vibrational medicine. And, you know, at that time, in the mid-90s, Reiki was the predominant type of energy healing. And so when I started studying Reiki and having the attunements and seeing colors around individuals and then noticing how the colors would shift based on their emotional well-being, I thought, well, this is really interesting. I'm sure there must be something for me here, because from a great deal of trauma from my early childhood dynamics, I had these acute and chronic experiences of both depression and anxiety that were incredibly debilitating at times. So once I started to navigate this terrain with the energy and also making blends with the oils, right? Oh, this smells so good. Now, in the early days, I have to admit that what I thought were these pure essential oils were actually fragrance oils, right? Because we all need to start somewhere with our understanding of quality and purity, because in this field of aromatherapy, there is no regulation. There's so many degrees of purity because there is a tremendous amount of adulteration, right? Where the pure essential oils are cut and stretched. But don't let me get past the point of what I wanted to share, which is the oils themselves are incredibly malleable to intention, to energetics. And this is where I really found my niche of how the oils, I can formulate a blend for a particular intention. Let's say it's anxiety for myself, for my client, for my family. And then the energetic construct of the intention can be anchored into the oils at the biochemical and alchemical perspective. So it really transforms and elevates a whole experience of using essential oils for not just our physicality, right? Not just for headaches, not just in an allopathic way, but where we can foster emotional intelligence, resilience, where we can activate spiritual awakening, right? Because this is all these wonderful allies that support us in excavating to embody our sacred purpose.
I love how you speak about using intention, because to me, the consciousness of the plants, you know, it's highly intelligent and very similar to what you were speaking. I can feel when I work with the essential oils and other medicines as well, when you speak that intention and you hold that intention in your heart while you're working with them and creating with them, absolutely how they conspire, right, to work with you in that very element of spirit and of consciousness itself.
I love that. It's so true, because it really is co-creation in the purest form, because in this process, from the human experience, you're spiritizing matter. From the plant experience, it is a communion with Mother Earth. Right? And each plant has a unique vibrational pattern. Each plant has a whole gamut of chemical constituents that are carried within each drop, right? So one tiny drop of an essential oil can carry hundreds of chemical constituents, right? So that aspect of being biochemically active and having an affinity with certain aspects of our own physiology, but so much more, because we are so much more than our bodies.
It's so beautiful. What comes to mind as you're speaking that is how certain essential oils can kind of play both sides of the dualistic coin, right? Like orange can be both calming and energizing. And, you know, you think, well, how can that be, right? But that's the intelligence, right? And that's kind of the turning on of the constituents in accordance with the intention, and as well as with the working with the body and what the body truly needs to create that harmony.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, we are multifaceted. We are multidimensional. And so are the plants. So when we, in a co-creative state, can invite in the wisdom that is held within them, so building that intimate relationship with the plants and the oil, because you're going to hear and see and feel when you allow that to unfold, that there is so much more available to you in terms of your holistic well-being through the oils than you're ever going to find in a book, even in my book.
Yes. And again, you know, just the desire of the plants to work towards homeostasis, just, you know, that natural balancing. Balance doesn't quite, you know, homeostasis has the correct word, but, you know, that tendency to balance, harmonize is probably the better right way to put it. Earlier, you were talking about the emotional aspect of the ability of the plants to heal and your experience with depression and anxiety. So let's go a little bit into, yeah, how you see that the essential oils can help people with their emotional, working through their trauma and the, you know, their suppressed emotion and the emotion that's stored in their body. And we're moving toward more of a equalized equilibrium in their emotional body and of course, in their being, because it's not separate.
It's so true. Well, for me, at this time, I was in my early 20s, and I had just been diagnosed with endometriosis. And my doctor, and I just the similarity of what you shared, the synchronicity, who said, oh, well, you know, you're a woman, you're essentially born to suffer, and this pain is really just in your head. So here's another script and another script for pain medication. And then at 21, he said, well, I recommend doing a hysterectomy. And somewhere within me, I knew that I was supposed to have two children. So I said no. And in this, of course, there was a huge emotional piece. And with the anxiety and the depression, I really started to craft these formulas that first resonated for me, that I found would uplift me when I was feeling low and anchor me when I was feeling scattered and uncertain. So this really became the focus of my work. And then naturally, people would come to me and ask for, well, Adora, can you make me a blend that's an aphrodisiac? Or one of my first collaborations was with a psychologist who did work with children with ADD and ADHD. And this was back in the mid-90s, you know, before it was really a predominant thing to see in a holistic offering. And so creating formulas in that way, not just through education, not just through research, but all of those are valid and were incredibly important. But what started to happen was I would start to hear, add 3 drops of this, add 5 drops of this, and then infuse it with this particular intention. And then the results that people started having were profound. And a funny story is I used to work in frontline customer service in cable TV back on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And it was a small office. And sometimes when folks would come in and their TV wasn't working, they would totally have a meltdown and then they would leave. But that energy, as you know, right, as an intuitive, was still there. And we were affected by it and we couldn't burn incense or sage or candles. So I thought, I'm going to make a formula that will clear this, that will transmute this energy. And I just made it for us at the office. Well, then people started to ask for it. And then that's how my first business was born. And then, of course, I started making essential oils as a healer for chakra balancing. In fact, when I went through the Barbara Brennan School of Healing about 20 some years ago, one of the ways that helped me pay for school is that I'd pack all the products in my suitcase and sell them to students. So I really loved the formulation process. And when my first daughter was born, who's now 14, I couldn't afford, I was a single parent, I couldn't afford to go back to work and pay for childcare. So I thought, you know, I've had this business of making formulas for clients and individuals and, you know, selling a little bit here to a store and a little bit there, but more of a cottage kind of business. But I better figure something out because now it's, you know, I have another person that I'm responsible for. And we're having a really hard time getting by. And so that's when I sold into my first Whole Foods with the essential oils based on the chakras, based on the energy clearing, and really got to see so many through, you know, vendor experiences and speaking, thousands of individuals using these products and their emotional response. And how in the moment someone, even in a grocery store, right, not in a healing practice, could come in really stressed out and smell a spray or a roll-on and breathe it in and completely shift their emotional well-being. So the more that I experienced this, the more I studied the connection between the sense of smell and the brain, but specifically the limbic center and the amygdala that regulates so much of our physiology, and found that when we have the right essential oils in the right formulation, we can literally shift how we feel in the moment, like an immediate nervous system response. Furthermore, the more that we create these healthy habit practices around using the essential oils in this way via inhalation, well, then we can start to shift the trajectory of our emotional response. We can start to reshape our neural pathways from past experiences of trauma into greater present moments of well-being, of harmony, of vitality, of clarity. Right, of great spiritual awakening. And so that really became the focus of my work. And I went on to build the first national brand of essential oils for energy shifts, for boosting your mood, which was a wonderful experience. And I did that for many years until I finally exited that business, which still lives on. But so I could write my first book, go back to my healing practice, and then, of course, create the new platform, which is the Soul Institute, which gives a much wider, more versatile way to connect with individuals, because the vision, my vision for the Institute is to be able to help 25 million people or more find, live, and thrive in their sacred purpose. And we know that our emotional well-being is a master key in that process, because the greater we feel in each moment, well, the more that allows a bridge for the highest expression of who we are to simply surface naturally, easefully, organically.
Absolutely. And you know, the best thing about using the essential oils through the smell, through the olfactory system, is it's very, very quick. Right? It's a very quick receiving, receptive system. And thus you get to, you know, it can be an instant or semi-instant transition. What have you noticed? That's a little bit about the neural pathways shifting. Have you noticed, as well as, you know, the releasing of stored trauma, emotional trauma, out of the body and out of the emotional body as well through the process of using the essential oils?
Absolutely. I mean, it's really been an in tandem process, because I started the first aromatherapy company that I had and my healing practice the same year in 1998. So the oils have always been part of the journey of my client work, whether it's an individual or a group, or, you know, in a more intimate ceremonial setting. And so always when we are inhaling the oil, it's not just our mood that's shifting. It's our consciousness, right? It is the ability to navigate and reharmonize the nervous system through both the energy field as well as the cellular expression of who we are. And that's why the aromatics are able to support that DNA lineage, ancestral lineage level healing, because they're working both through the subconscious and the cellular consciousness. The other aspect about the oils that I think is so profound is that because of their molecular size and that they're lipid in nature, they're able to pass through the blood-brain barrier, especially those that are more sesquiterpene in nature, like frankincense, we know is a deeply healing aromatic, and aromatic of spiritual awakening, of deepening the breath, so many versatile benefits. But in this way, the oils are able to offer the full gamut of both their biochemical aspects and their alchemical to the brain, as well as the blood and all of the systems and organs of the body. So when we talk about doing trauma release work, we're always looking at that both from the somatic and physiological perspective, as well as the energetic, right? The connection of the mind and the subconscious, and what's stored in the energy body. And that's what makes the oils via inhalation, because of that very rapid nervous system response, such a powerful tool for trauma healing.
Yes. Let's talk about some of your favorites for, because we're on the conversation of the emotional experience, emotional intelligence for humans, and perhaps in, you know, some of the ones you found that have been most profound. What are those plants? And tell us a little bit about, like, maybe pick just a couple of them.
Okay. So it's always so hard to pick just a few, but I'm going to pick patchouli for one. And for a lot of folks that say, oh, patchouli, it's that hippie oil of the 1960s, I say you haven't truly smelt an authentic patchouli, because it is so rich and earthy with so many layers to it. But it's a wonderful aromatic topically for the skin, for mature skin, as a cell regenerator. But it's also incredibly wonderful for anxiety. And that's one of the greatest benefits, to be able to reduce anxiety, to calm, center, and balance, to quiet the overactive mind, to ground into the earth. And it has such a soothing ability for the nervous system. So it's definitely one of my favorites. And they're doing more and more and more research on patchouli oil for its many medicinal benefits as well. So I would pick that one. I would also pick lemon. Lemon is one of my favorites. I use it, I don't know how many times a day, but every day for sure. And of course, with any of the citrus oils, you want to make sure that they're organic, because pesticides are put on the peel of the fruit. And with the citrus oils, that is what's distilled, expressed rather, and through the distillation process. So you want to make sure that all your citrus oils are organic, and that you only keep them for about 6 months, because they're very volatile, which means they evaporate quickly. But lemon is so uplifting, energizing. It's great for mental focus, mental clarity. You know, they did a study in Japan many, many years ago where they piped it through a ventilation system of an office building and found that the workers had a higher rate of productivity and less of a rate of errors, right? Which is profound. And it's wonderful for circulation, for lymphatic drainage, for immunity. So again, the oils have such incredible versatility to them. So that would be a second one. And then for the third, I'm going to have to say geranium, because it is such an ally for us as women. It has that rosy aroma, but it's deep, right? It's like that deep reservoir of the creatrix. And so geranium helps us to access that voice of inner wisdom. It's wonderful for the skin, for skin healing. Again, all different stages of our seasons of life, if you will. But even for those with young, more acne-prone skin, to mature, postmenopausal, it's a wonderful oil to harmonize the skin, to balance hormones. So for challenges with PMS and also menopause, wonderful. I used it as one of my key oils when I was healing through endometriosis, so I could actually have two children, which I did, two girls. who are now 14 and 9. But it's such a beautiful aromatic and has a very potent antimicrobial, antiseptic property. So it makes it wonderful for the time of year when you're fighting any of the colds and flus as well. You think of many different oils from that, but geranium is really quite versatile in that way as well. And that's one of the things that we really honor about the oils as this most potent form of plant medicine is that they are incredibly versatile.
Yes, geranium is one of my favorite. It's one of those oils that I'm just really drawn to. And I have all these oils and I'm just always open to, you know, okay, which one wants to play and which one is my higher self telling me to play with. And it's very commonly geranium, although I did put frankincense in my bath the other day.
Oh, I love frankincense. I happen to have this, I just got it in recently. It's called Vital Frankincense that is green. It's emerald in nature because it is distilled from the emerald tears of the resin. And it has many of the benefits that you would think of with frankincense, but it is incredibly heart-centered. So it is a deeply healing aromatic for those of us that carry the pain of the past in the heart, loss of love, loss of loved ones, betrayal, a feeling of disconnected, right? So frankincense, again, one of the most versatile and beautiful aromatics and one of such deep spiritual awakening.
That's a beautiful one. I've never heard of that one. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I had received a prophecy of what's coming in the, you know, the next, and I never received timelines per se, but of the next year or so. And it has a lot to do with our lung meridian and our heart chakra. And so it sounds very much like that one in particular. You said vital frankincense. That could be very powerful for people moving through this next cycle.
It's so true. It's so true. I feel that resonance. In fact, my next book that will be out in the spring is called The Love Frequency, because it's all about taking that journey back within to remember what it means to honor and adore ourselves as the beloved one, right? And these aromatics are such incredible allies in this journey, right? When we can move from the spiritual seeker to the sacred leader of our most abundant and authentic life. And so the way that they support us to open and become more receptive and to align with our truth, with our clarity, in a way that becomes unapologetic, right? They are such potent remedies at the soul and spirit level. And I like to think of them as these wonderful guides and allies that support the illumination of our mind. When we can move through from conscious to subconscious to connecting with divine mind, to align then with the awakened heart, because we know this is the longest journey that we make in life, right? From the mind to the heart, and then to the embodied sovereign soul. So, you know, the way that we can have a tool of empowerment at our fingertips to inhale in moments when we start to feel triggered, anxious, depressed, overwhelmed, scattered, uncertain is a complete game changer, right? In how we can modulate our holistic well-being in a way that is much more accelerated. And that's the whole aspect of why I created the ANR, the aromatic neuro repatterning, because when we can start to use the oils more frequently in a very mindful way, it's like, oh, it's really great if I can have an aromatherapy product, but if it just sits on my bedstand or in my bathroom, then how is it serving, right? How is it serving me? How is it serving the plant, right? That has this wondrous gift to be received. So it's really about the consistency in the sacred practice that becomes that stepping stone effect, right? Then where naturally we're just becoming the change that we long to see in each moment, because each moment we are evolving.
Yes. And I feel like that consistency is so important. I mean, consistency to our own devotional practice to self is so important. And sometimes we have to kick ourselves a little bit in the butt initially. And then as we begin to play with these specific, whether it's a modality, whether it's, you know, a ritual that you're doing regularly, then we tend to start to kind of fall in love with them, don't we? Because we start to really create this relationship with them. And, you know, with things like the essential oils and different modalities like that I use, there's this real like, oh, hello, my love, there you are. Oh, yay. Like, I get to spend this moment with you, right? If it's only for a moment that you and I are here connecting and breathing together and feeling each other. To me, I never used to be ritualistic, you know, and I don't even know if that's a word. I think it's a word, ritualistic. And, you know, just through the practice of like continuing to say, I'm going to show up, I'm going to show up, I'm going to show up, I started to create these bonds with ritual, which, you know, from my perspective, the reason that I never considered myself ritualistic was because I thought ritual was always this very grandiose thing, right? Whereas ritual can just simply be holding your essential oil in your hand, you know, spending some conscious breaths connecting with it, and then smelling it, right? Intentionally, with an intention. That's a ritual if you were to do that regularly every single day. And so I like to bring that to the audience because we tend to think sometimes that these things have to be very complex, right? And well, how do I begin and how do I do this? And oftentimes it's just simply through the consistency of doing it every day that we start to build that relationship with the intelligence and the medicine. And all of a sudden, it's something that we really yearn for. It's something that we really look forward to. Again, even if it's just a quick moment.
Well, I love that you say that because it's so true. Our human nature is incredibly adaptable, right? And also we can become complacent. So when we don't have the sacred practice or the ritual, and really we can define ritual in the most simplest of terms as a habit that engages mindfulness, that engages intention. Right? So then everything can become a ritual, and your life then is no longer mundane. There's no separation between your spiritual practice and your physical reality because they are unified. Right? And so, in this regard, when you are combining the power, when you're harnessing your vital life force, your sacred intention in the moment, your affirmation, and then using it with the essential oils, well, then the oils become anchors biochemically within your brain, as well as alchemically throughout your field, right? And so you're constantly elevating your point of attraction with the universe because you're elevating your frequency.
Yes, 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 yes. And so let's give the listeners a little bit of idea if, you know, perhaps they know of some essential oils that they can work with, or yes, maybe the couple of that you mentioned here today, or, you know, they have a sense of which ones they enjoy. What are some suggestions that you would say very, you know, just for them to connect the plants and to create this ritual? What would you recommend that they start to do? Do you have something, a practice, yes, a specific practice? Yeah.
So, and this is so important, right? Because when we talk about modern alchemy and using the five pillars, which of course include essential oils, we take the alchemical ancient wisdom, but we create interventions that are simple, accessible, practical, and of course, yet still profound. So for you, you can choose any of your listeners to choose their favorite oil. My only caveat is that it is a pure oil, right? And if you're unsure of how to select a pure essential oil, we have a lot of information and thought leadership on our blogs and our website about that at the Soul Institute. But I would say you're going to get your essential oil. I happen to have a pine cone here because I was using this in our Modern Alchemist certification program the other day with the students. And so you'll take one drop of your essential oil and put it on the left palm of your hand. And we use the left palm because your left side is your feminine receptive side. And the palms, just like the soles of your feet, are these profound vacuums that pull up the biochemical and the alchemical aspect of the oil. In fact, if you've ever done this, this is a great party trick, but if you peel a clove of garlic and rub it on the sole of your foot, about a minute later, you're going to taste it on your breath because it's entered your bloodstream. Okay, so this is one of the reasons that the soles and the palms are such great delivery methods for the essential oils. But you're going to put your drop in, and in this moment, you can choose an affirmation or an intention, whether you're triggered, right, or whether something is up for you, or you just want to enhance how you feel. So one of my favorites is the affirmation, I give myself permission to be healthy and whole in body, in mind, and my spirit. So I'm going to take a deep breath in while I am focusing on that intention, that affirmation, and I'm seeing and feeling myself in that state, right, as I'm inhaling. So then your inhalation lasts about 30 to 45 seconds. Now, the beautiful thing is that there are variations in how you can do this. You can gaze in front of the mirror, making eye contact while you use your affirmation, anchoring that into your being. Or you can learn to just do it on the go, right? Oh, okay, I'm at the office. You know, I just got this email or phone call and my heart's beating really fast. So if you have the pure oil or something already diluted, the same practice, and you're just inhaling while you're visualizing, you're seeing, feeling, allowing yourself coming back into that state of homeostasis, of balance, right, of increasing emotional intelligence. And there's a wonderful breath technique. I don't know if we have time here, but I would love to share it if we do. Okay, so this is called the Love Code Breath Technique, Breath Work for the Modern Alchemist. And it has three core breaths, release, forgiveness, and gratitude. And of course, when you do this, combining it with your essential oil is going to further potentize it, further alchemize it, and help to reshape those neural pathways. But the first breath of release is simply letting go of all that no longer serves you in the moment. So we know when we become stressed, our body gets tense, right? Our mind can go in the mouse wheel. Our emotions can sometimes have a domino effect that doesn't feel good. So the first breath is the release. The second breath is forgiveness. Not forgiveness for another individual per se, but to bring the energy of forgiveness to yourself. Because forgiveness paves the way for grace. And we know grace is such an incredible healing balm. And then the third breath is one of gratitude. Gratitude for yourself, for your courage and your commitment to transform, to heal, to grow, to elevate, to embody your sacred purpose in this life. So we'll walk you through it together. So if you want to, you can think of something, you know, maybe that popped up before the show, or, you know, something that you've been struggling with, right? Maybe in the back of your consciousness. And so you can just presence that. And again, we have our essential oil here, and we're going to take a deep breath in. And we're knowing that in that moment, we're expanding into new energy, new consciousness, new potential. So the in-breath is one of expansion, and then the exhalation, the ha, is the release. Now, sometimes you might need a few breaths of release, right? Because you want to feel the tension in your body release and let go. So sometimes we know when we're really got something that we're white knuckling, maybe three breaths. But once you feel a release in your body and that sense of ease, then you're going to breathe in that breath of forgiveness. Just bringing that energy into yourself and feeling how grace is this incredible, soft. It's like being enveloped with the wings of an angel, right? It's so incredibly soothing. And you can notice as you practice this that it's a very different feeling than the release breath. And then when you're ready, that third breath of gratitude, now we know gratitude is an incredible force on its own, right? The benefits from a consistent practice of gratitude have everything from increased immunity, decreased cortisol, better emotional outlook, right? More rapidly accessing the theta brain waves for deep healing. So it's such a profound practice. And when you can start to do it through your breath and train yourself intentionally, well, then you find yourself doing it just randomly, automatically. So that last breath of gratitude, just breathing it in and feeling how your heart expands. I'm grateful to myself for my courage, my commitment to heal and grow and evolve. And so this practice is so simple, so accessible, and yet so profound.
Delicious. I really enjoyed, not to go backwards, but I enjoyed your affirmation because I love it when we say, I give myself permission to, right? That's such a powerful statement to ourselves. And it really opens up the availability to whatever comes after.
Yes.
Whatever we say after that. And, you know, I just want to remind listeners that, you know, you can always say your intentions in your head. However, it's so powerful to say things out loud, right? Even if it's just very silently, but your voice is so powerful to you. Most importantly, your voice has so much power over your own conscious and subconscious mind. So it's so beautiful. And when you were doing that, Dora, I felt your whole energy field light up. I could tell it was an affirmation that you have said to yourself several times because your field immediately responded. So it was very beautiful. Excellent.
Yeah.
So yeah, how can people find you and connect with you?
Sure. So you can find me at thesoulinstitute.co. And here you'll find everything about our upcoming programs in person next year at the Art of Living Center, at Omega Institute, at Kripalu, and of course the France trip, following the footsteps of Mary Magdalene, a 9-day journey where I do ceremony with the oils and the crystals, and it's an incredible experience of miracles and mysticism. And we have the Alchemy Library. We have the Soul Sanctum, where anyone anywhere in the world can submit a prayer or sacred intentional request, and it gets meditated upon daily for the most benevolent outcome. All that is. So we have blogs and many interviews and resources, and of course on Instagram, YouTube, at Adora Winquist as well.
Beautiful. Yes. What a wealth of knowledge and wisdom and resources that you bring, my love.
Thank you.
Okay, so it's time for the activation. I think we're going to fly off a little bit of what you brought in before, Adora. So a reminder to the listeners that if you're driving, you know, you can keep your eyes open, or if you're doing another activity, you can always come back and sit with this when you can close your eyes, if you feel called to do that. However, you will still receive the activation. You will still receive the energies regardless. So you can do this in whatever circumstance you find yourself in right now. And secondly, I always say that there's nothing that you need to feel throughout this process, okay? Whatever you feel, whatever you experience is absolutely perfect for you. So trusting your own being, trusting the wisdom and intelligence of your own body, and just moving with yourself, okay? So for those who can, let's go ahead and close our eyes. And we're just going to start first by taking 3 nice complete breaths in through the nose, down into the belly, with the belly coming out ever so subtly and gently as you inhale, and then exhaling out the mouth. Nice cleansing breaths. Sighing, audibly exhaling if it feels good for you. Beautiful. We're going to start this process, as I mentioned, taking a little spin off of the beautiful practice that Adora brought for us today. We're going to start by setting the intention that through our breath, we're going to be releasing, okay, releasing anything and everything out of the physical, the emotional, the mental bodies. So as you're breathing in, I want you to call upon a particular essential oil that perhaps has resonated with you in the past, one that maybe you like, one that maybe you currently have that you've used a lot. And just using your intention, or if you have it, of course, in your physical presence, you can absolutely use it. Otherwise, using your intention to call upon the wisdom, the intelligence of that medicine. And as you breathe and you're setting the intention to breathe that into your body, breathing that into your body and using that to pull that wisdom, that intelligence into your bodies, and exhaling, you're letting go. Letting go and just allowing right here, right now, for the beauty of this process and the beauty of that plant and of that intelligence to begin to release energies out of your physical body, release energies out of your emotional body and your mental body. I'm going to bring in some sound. Keep breathing, keep drawing in that fragrance. One beautiful thing about fragrance and the olfactory system is we have strong memory of it. What does that essential oil smell like to you? Remember it. Remember it. Breathing it in to your body right now as I bring in some sound. Keep breathing it in. Beautiful, releasing, letting go, letting go, letting go. What no longer serves you, letting go, what no longer serves you. Beautiful. Excellent, excellent. And now, if you feel called, you can place your hands over your heart. And we're going to imagine here that we're breathing directly in and out of our heart chakras, front and back, as we begin to set the intention of forgiveness. As Adora so beautifully put, you don't need to necessarily forgive anybody or any particular thing or experience. You can just call upon the energy of forgiveness in your heart, trusting once again, my love, your power, trusting your power, setting the intention to call upon the energy of forgiveness and begin to breathe in and out of your heart chakras, forgiveness, forgiveness, holding your intention there as I bring in further sound, the energy of forgiveness. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. If you have your hands over your heart, you can remain there. And now we're going to bring in the energy of gratitude again through your intention as we continue to breathe directly in and out of the heart, pulling in, drawing in, calling upon my love, the deep, deep well of gratitude that exists in your heart. Trust that that exists. Trust that your heart has a capacity to open so boundlessly within the energy of gratitude. And as you're inhaling into your heart, feeling that expansion in your chest, feeling that expansion as the gratitude becomes alive within your heart chakras, feeling that expansion as your heart chakra and the electromagnetic field of your heart begin to expand, breathing, breathing, breathing there as I bring in more sound, holding that intention of gratitude. Relaxing your intention, relaxing your breath. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Knowing that through this it is, and so it is, and so it is. And through the power of three, the perfection of the divine trinity, it is complete. Aho. And for those who have their eyes closed, you can open your eyes and come back to this space. Adora, my love, thank you. It's such a blessing to have you on here. Such a blessing to have connected to you. Thank you so much for blessing us with your incredible wisdom, your expertise, your knowledge and experience. It has been such an honor having you here today.
Such a joy for me. Thank you so much for the pleasure, Alara, coming on the show and communing with you in this sacred space.
And to the audience, absolutely reach out to her and connect with her. And, you know, again, as I mentioned, it has been absolutely my process to work with these medicines. And even if you've dabbled, reach out. Maybe you're like, I've never even tried essential oils, then reach out. There's never a time, you know, when we can't learn from others and receive wisdom from other beautiful, beautiful beings. And she definitely has a wealth of information and experience. Check out her school and please share this episode. Perhaps you know women who are using essential oils, and there's just, you know, again, more intelligence. Intelligence here, you know, always there are transmissions of information that go along with the words, transmissions of energy and intelligence. So absolutely share the episode. And as always, thank you so much for being here, for listening, and for showing up for yourself. I love you all so very much.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.